Hey, if you're looking for done-for-you Christian content that you can use and sell in your business, then I've got you covered. Go to lisastoops.com/club and check it all out. Are you struggling with shiny object syndrome? Are you inconsistent in your business? Maybe you have a little bit of entrepreneurial ADD going on and you find yourself buying all of the latest new courses, training, or tech tools, and maybe you jump from one thing to another as you know, you see people's results on different things. I know that this is a real thing because I have been there before. For a long, long time, I struggled with finding my flow, with being consistent, with going all in. I would jump from one thing to another. I would do all those things and I would get really frustrated because I wasn't getting any traction, like real traction in my business. And I struggled with that for a while until I realized that I didn't have time to waste and I needed to take action and just really, I had to really get with God. That's really what it came to. I realized the other day that I'm not persuaded or tempted like I used to be when it comes to other people's offers out there. And when it comes to, you know, jumping from one thing to another, and really what I would do is jump back and forth between business models. And I just really didn't know what I really wanted, or actually what it really was that I knew what I wanted, but I didn't really believe that I could make a full-time living doing what I really wanted. And that was selling courses and digital products. For some reason, I just didn't believe that I could actually make a full-time living. And so, you know, I just realized the other day that I know a lot of people struggle with inconsistency and the shiny object syndrome and not getting consistent in their business. And really, because of my last 6 months of really awesome growth and just aligning myself with the Lord and letting Him work in me and through me and really just having amazing success in my opinion, in my eyes, for me, that I realized that there was a few things that I wasn't really doing back then when I felt like I was jumping from one thing to another, or where I was like tempted by every little, you know, ooh, this is going to work for me. Oh, I'm going to try this. Oh, this is going to work for me. I'm going to try that. Well, the thing is that when I look back, I realized that I was one, not in alignment with God for my purpose in entrepreneurship. That is a big, big number one deal for us Christian entrepreneurs. Number one thing that we need to be focused on is, Lord, what do you want me to do? Because you put this in me as far as an entrepreneur. As I stated in another podcast episode, I realized back several years ago when I was so unhappy in my job and I was just like, why can't I just be like everyone else? People who were around me like, and enjoy my job. I had a good job. I had good bosses. It was great, but I felt so unfulfilled. I felt like there was so much more for me to do. And the entrepreneurial thing, the online entrepreneurial thing would never go away. So God, let me know. I put this in you. I put this desire in you to be an entrepreneur, to create things and to, you know, do what I have for you to do, right? So there is an aspect of that, that you really have to get into alignment with God. Okay, Lord, you put these desires in my heart. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want a freedom-based business. I want to be able to support my husband and our ministry and things like that with finances that we're going to need. And that was my whole thing. So the Lord, I wasn't in alignment with God with what He would have me do. And also I wasn't happy. I wasn't satisfied in my Facebook ad business. So there's that too. So there's a season and a time for everything. For me to move out of my job, I had a client-based business. And then as I was doing the client-based business, I became super burned out and I was very unhappy in the business. And I wanted a freedom-based business. So I was like, okay, I started selling a mini course and it really showed me how much potential is in, you know, I'm always been about working smarter and not harder. One of the ways to work smarter is to create something one time and sell it over and over and over again. This just makes so much sense to me. Then when you have funnels, you have a very defined path for somebody to go down in, you automate all of this, boom, you have a freedom business. because your automations are going on 24/7. You don't have to trade your time for money. You know, so I always knew that this is the business model I really wanted, but I didn't really believe that I can make a full-time living on it. So once I got into alignment with God, and then once, like, what I could do with all of my skills, all of the knowledge and everything else that I had with online marketing and business and stuff, I was like, what do I do with this, Lord? You know, and then I just kept seeking Him, and I just kept taking action as I felt led to do. And so then I was realizing that, you know, I never, again, the business model is a big deal, because you have to realize, you have to do the business model that you really love and really enjoy, right? So there's client work, there's selling, you know, courses and digital products, there's affiliate marketing, there's selling physical products and drop shipping, and then there's a combination of it all, right? Well, what at your core do you feel really good about? Some people really, really love one-on-one work, and that's fine. You know, do that if that's where you're being led. If you love to create and sell courses, well, do that, because that is what you love and what you're going to excel at, right? So anyway, I wasn't in alignment with God, and then I wasn't going after the business model that I really wanted. And then the third thing was I wasn't being disciplined. So my point here on this episode today is, are you in alignment with what God wants you to do right now in your business? Okay. Do you at least know you're on the right track? Because we don't need to know all the things. We just need to know the direction, and we need to go in it, because your path is going to unfold as you go. That's just how God works. He's not going to tell you everything. Just know and be at peace. If you have the peace of God ruling in your heart, then you're going to, that's the direction you need to go in. Then you need to just go take action. Okay. And so everything flows from there. And then do you do business at how you really want to do, right? There are so many ways to make a living online. So you just really want to analyze what type of business you want and then go all in. And the other thing is that you need to be disciplined, right? So there's a time frame between when you start something and to where you see the fruits of your labor. There's always a gestation period. So if you start something, you can't give up in a couple weeks, right? Literally takes 4 to 5 months to see real fruit come from your business. That's what just happened for me within 6 months. July 2023, I started a brand new business. I started to see, you know, some fruits of my labor, little sprouts springing up right away. So I was like, okay, yep, I'm going to go this way. Just keep going. Lots of things happened that made me want to give up, but I was like, no, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to be disciplined. I'm just going to keep going. And so month two, month three, month four, I'm seeing fruit, but I'm not seeing like an abundance of fruit. Month five and six hit, and I'm floored, because there's a compound effect of all the things that you're doing between month one, two, three, four. They start to culminate in month five and month six. So you cannot give up, you cannot get distracted, and you cannot be inconsistent during these first startup stages. Okay, so obviously I'm speaking to you if you are just starting something up, or if you want to switch directions or do something. Okay, so you just have to be disciplined and keep going down that road. And I really think that if you are in alignment with God and you know that this is the direction you're supposed to go in with God, you will stay there and you will just keep going no matter, you know, what you see. Don't allow yourself to get thrown off track. And then, you know, you should start seeing fruit of your labor. And before you know it, you'll be like, wow, I'm not even tempted to go in any other direction. I don't care what so-and-so is doing. I'm so focused on what I'm doing that I'm not even fazed by anything else that's going on. And now I'm just trying to make everything work better, you know, get a better result and just make everything better within my own business, that I don't have time to look around me and see what's going on. So at the end of the day, just remember these three things. One, get in alignment with God. Two, decide and choose the business model that you are really feeling led to go after, and believe that you can do it, because I mean, the thing is that we don't believe something that we haven't seen yet. So if we haven't done it yet, we don't know, right? But we're going to believe that we can do it because we've seen proof of other people doing it, right? And so we're just going to go ahead and just keep going down that road. And then number three, be disciplined. Keep going and be consistent, especially in those startup phases. And then you won't be distracted. You'll look around in 6 months from now and you'll be like, wow, I'm like so dialed in. I am so focused on what I'm doing. I wasn't even tempted about that new launch that so-and-so did or somebody else did or whatever, that I need to buy this or that, you know, and life is beautiful at that point.